The heartening key to the accomplishment of all the writer asks of us, new or old Christians, is that we are both called to this new life in Christ and we are given the grace to respond to that call. These are some of the ways this chapter shifts to become quite personal. What will you do as a Christian? It's asking us between the lines. And the author answers, quit whatever is unlawful, stealing, using abusive language, giving others constant grief. Instead, it argues, be generous, unselfish, be helpful, encourage others, let go of anger, let go of bitterness and slandering other people. Think of the transformation demanded and possible who take these words to heart. Wouldn't our homes, our workplaces, and our communities be very different places if we each did this? You know, we have a new puppy, a Cocker Spaniel we named Parker. He's growing into these very large paws. And it reminded me a little bit about how Christians have to grow into this body of Christ, into church, through this process of spiritual maturing, not physical maturing like a puppy goes through. As Christians, we're expected to learn new habits, and these habits begin to characterize us. Could anyone else know we're a Christian by the way we treat a waiter or a cleaning person or the homeless person in the park? As Jesus taught so succinctly in Matthew 7, verse 20, thus you will know them by their fruits. That's from the NRSV.